Chris, man, thanks for stopping in.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
Chris, big game, and you were there, and it wasn't as close as some people expected. They absolutely routed the Demon Deacons last night. What did you expect? Did you expect a blowout?
No, I thought it was going to be a close game, that they could go either way. You know, I mean, Wake Forest still had an outside shot at a tournament bid if they won their last two games and finished 500 in the league. You know, they had lost three in a row, so, you know, what were the chances they were going to lose four in a row? I mean, they're a talented basketball team. I mean, they beat Duke pretty handily earlier in the year, so I was expecting a dogfight, a good late-season ACC basketball game. But, you know, Tech obviously came out strong, that they knew they had to punch Wake Forest in the mouth, and, you know, when they did, Wake just didn't respond. You know, there was just no response from Wake at all, with the lone exception of Jeff Teague, who's an excellent freshman. But, you know, they just seemed like they had no idea how to handle what Virginia Tech was bringing last night.
Two young teams that are going to be probably good in the ACC for years to come. Last night, senior night, Deron Washington, Marcus Travis Washington went off last night, had a career night. What do you think Deron's image will be as he leaves Tech?
You know, I think a lot of people are just going to remember him as a dunker, but I think that's unfair. You know, he's a matchup problem because he's a wing guy. He can guard a post player. He can guard a point guard. You know, he can guard any position on the court. He's a very good rebounder. He's a very good team player. And, you know, most of all, he brings you energy and just comes up with 50-50 balls, you know, to steal a Seth Greenberg expression. So, you know, he's a guy that's been very valuable in pretty much every phase of the game. His jump shot has improved tremendously over his career. You know, when you look at it, Washington got here the first year Virginia Tech was in the ACC, so he's played here all 4 years. The Hokies have been in the ACC. Virginia Tech's basketball program has turned around tremendously in those 4 years, and he had a lot to do with it.
I got to ask the question everybody cares right now. The only thing they're thinking, are they in, Chris? Are they in right now? If everything was done and over with, would they be in?
You know, I think if the season ended right now, then I think they would be one of the last couple of teams in. I just think such a weak bubble this year. You know, when you look at it, Virginia Tech is number four in the ACC right now, in the number one rated RPI conference in the country. If they didn't get in right now, then, you know, I think there's probably something wrong. But, you know, that being said, you know, you can make an argument to leave them out. So I think it'd be very close.
We're looking for a bye in the first round. Everybody knows that. Still a chance they can fall to the number five seed. Any chance we can rely on BC or Florida State to beat Miami?
Yeah, I think Florida State's got a shot. That game's at Florida State, and the Noles have some very good senior guards that you know, they're going to be fired up to be playing their last home game. And Florida State beat Miami earlier in the season at Miami. So, you know, they've got a chance to sweep the Canes. And so I think there's a shot. I don't give Boston College much of a shot. Don't think the Eagles are going to manage another win. I think you're looking at them right now as the 12th seed in the ACC tournament.
Everyone wants to talk about Clemson also. That's great. We beat the Demon Deacons. Now they want the Tigers. What do you look forward to, obviously, on Sunday? Where is the key matchup?
You know, I think a lot of it's going to come down to Cliff Hammonds, Clemson's senior guard, four-year starter. He broke his wrist earlier in the week, and he broke a bone in his wrist that normally requires surgery and a pin insertion. But basically, he's going to tape it up and try to play. You know, we'll find out when they play. I think they play tomorrow night. I think they play tomorrow night against Georgia Tech. So we're going to find out what kind of shape he's in then, if he's able to be effective. If he's not able to be effective, then on Sunday, that could be, you know, a huge that could be a huge help to Virginia Tech on Sunday, because he's a very good defender, leads them in assists, leads them in steals, and he's their second leading scorer. That would be a big blow for Clemson if he can't go.
If they beat Clemson, you're looking at the number three seed, not the number four. Still get the bye. Is there a big difference in your mind between number three and number four?
I think I would rather play in that quarterfinal game. I would rather play the number six seed than probably the number five than the number five seed. I mean, you look at it, there's virtually no difference between the four and five seed in these things, with the exception of the four gets a bye, the five doesn't. And if you're that four seed, you haven't played in a week, whereas that five seed gets to come in, smack around the number 12 team in all probability, get down there, get used to the atmosphere, get used to shooting on those baskets. And, you know, I think that's somewhat of a disadvantage for the four seed. So, yeah, I would rather be the three seed.
If they beat the Tigers, do you think that puts them in?
Yes.
No matter what happens in the ACC tournament?
I think it would, simply because it's such a weak bubble field this year. I think they would be in if they beat Clemson.
Obviously, number one and number two are the teams everyone's looking for. Do you see a dark horse somewhere near the bottom that could make some noise in the tournament?
You know, that's always tough to say. Every team is talented in the ACC. I see a couple that I would not give a shot, and that's NC State and Boston College right now. Virginia's playing better basketball right now, but still, I don't think they have much besides Sean Singletary. I think there's some teams that could make a run, but ultimately, I think it's either going to be North Carolina or Duke, and I think it's going to be North Carolina winning the ACC title.
For the Hokies, anybody individually that you don't want to see a match up against?
You know, Tyler Hansbrough.
But keep number one and number two. I don't think anybody wants to see him go up against number one or number two.
I don't particularly want to play Maryland again, because when you beat a team like that twice, it'd be really difficult to do it a third time. And same thing for Virginia. Virginia's playing a lot better right now. Tech beat them both times in overtime. I really would not want to draw Virginia right now, but at the same time, Virginia Tech is pretty much capable of beating, you know, any team they draw in that first or second round, you know, of the ACC tournament. So, you know, you're not going to complain very much no matter who you draw, unless it's, oh, here's another one, NC State. NC State always gives Virginia Tech loads of trouble, and if Virginia Tech somehow ends up as a 5 seed and had to play a 12th seed NC State or something like that in the first round, you know, that would not be good. That would not be good.
I want to talk about Jeff Allen on the inside. Obviously, he got into foul trouble last night, so he wasn't as productive as you would usually see. But did he start a turnaround? Was he the guy who kind of started this team back on the right track?
Maybe. I think he's a guy who still doesn't quite get it yet. He's getting by on natural talent, and I'm not going to sit here and say he's not working hard, but I think there are things he could do to tap his talent potential. I don't think it's anywhere near tapped yet. I think he could be an excellent player. He's a very good player now, but I think he could be better. Obviously, he gives a physical presence on the inside that Virginia Tech hasn't had in quite some time. You throw Jeff Allen on last year's team when Coleman Collins was banged up and not as effective, and they're maybe a round or so deeper into the NCAA tournament.
Another guy I want to talk about, no one talked about him, Marcus Travis. He got the first 2 points of the game last night, a walk-on at Virginia Tech. He and that guy, when we were talking about him in the first segment, I described him as a guy who glues the team together. He's the glue of the team. Does he play that role behind the closed doors? Is there anything you see that makes him special in the way that the crowd reacted to him? You saw the team's face when he scored the first 2 points. They were absolutely excited.
Well, I think, the entire team likes him and they have respect for him. I think he's a good basketball player. I think he showed last night that he belonged. I mean, he played 12 minutes. I mean, generally for, walk-ons getting their token senior start, they're in there for a minute and they get pulled out. But Greenberg played him 12 minutes and he scored 2 points, had a couple rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. I mean, he had some excellent passes in that game and came up with a pretty good line. And he looked like a guy who had practiced hard and was well prepared and knew what to expect and just played a good basketball game. And that's a credit to coaching.
I got to be the devil's advocate for a reason. Sunday comes around, Virginia Tech, they lose.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They still go into the ACC. Let's say they get the number 4 seed, they get the bye. This team being young, being the way they are, does that shatter confidence, do you think, going into the ACC tournament? Right now, I think their confidence is what carries them on the court. Is that a problem?
I guess it could potentially be, but when you look at what's happened to this team this year, some of their losses and the way they've bounced back from them, they look like they were done after they lost by 39 down at UNC, but they came back and won at Maryland. There have been numerous occasions this year where they've been down in double figures in ACC games, and they came back and won. I think the Maryland game at Maryland, down by 14 points, came back and won. They're down to Boston College, came back and won. That's a pretty resilient group for a bunch of freshmen. So I think, even if they do drop that Clemson game, which I think is a strong possibility that they will, I think their confidence will be fine heading into the ACC tournament. It just comes down to execution.
Chris Coleman from Tech Sidelines on ESPN Radio AM 1430. George Hunsaker for Sports Talk right now. Chris, I got to put you on the hot seat real quick, if you don't mind, man. Look back towards the beginning of the year. Did you ever think the Hokies would be here right now?
No, I really didn't. I thought a really good year would be 6 ACC wins, and they're up to 9 and counting. And if they close it out and get to 10 wins, if they can somehow beat Clemson and get to 10 wins, and you look at it, last year's team with all those seniors got 10 wins. They'd be matching that, the number 3 seed in the ACC tournament for the second straight year. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, what they've done this year, win or lose on Sunday, is pretty amazing. And you've got to think Coach Greenberg is a strong candidate for ACC Coach of the Year. He certainly should be one of the top 3 candidates, I would think.
You have a reason in your mind for it? Do you have a reason that they've made this big jump that no one saw coming? Has the rest of the competition been down this year, or have they just played above what they were supposed to?
They haven't had the toughest of ACC schedules. They've only had to play Duke once, only only had to play UNC once. They're only going to have to play Clemson once, whereas they got Boston College twice. They got Virginia twice, and those two teams are the lowest part of the ACC right now. But at the same time, I think, you know, even though it took a while for their guards to get used to playing at this level, they got better on the inside this year than they were last year. You've got guys like JT Thompson and Jeff Allen and, you know, now Lewis Witcher, who are just, you know, pretty much playing at a higher level than the inside players of last season. And when you throw the production of Deron Washington and A.D. Visayo out there on the wing, you know, they're better than they were last year. I think Virginia Tech has pretty much improved at three or four of the five positions on the court this year, you know, whether you can believe it or not. Now, obviously, there's not Xavier and Dowdell scoring 20 points a game for them, but, you know, I think this is a very talented basketball team. The overall talent level is higher this year than it was last year.
Got less than a minute left, so Chris, so I'll make this your last question. If they get into the tournament, you know, they go dancing in March Madness, are they a team that can make some noise, the Hokies? Yeah,
I think so, depending on matchups. You know, if they can get in there as a 12 seed or something, you know, it seems like almost every year a 12 seed upsets a 5. Well, I think it's happened every year until last year, I think. Right now, I think if they got in, they'd be a 12 seed. And, you know, if you could get them in there as a 12 seed against maybe a Drake or a Butler, somebody like that, a mid-major, who, you know, obviously a very good basketball team, but a beatable team if you're an ACC team, then I think they could possibly make some noise.
Chris Coleman from Tech Sidelines on ESPN Radio. Chris, want to thank you for your time as always, man. Enjoy your Champs food. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Sounds good. See you then.
All right. Hopefully we're talking about a win.
Hopefully.
Right. Chris Coleman from Tech Sidelines on ESPN Radio. We're going to get off to a quick break. When we come back, more. This time we're talking about the Jets right here on ESPN.